Blog Talk Radio.
It's showtime, folks!
Yo, what's up? What's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. It's your boy Cass, you know me, young Dolomite on the mic. Got my boy for all the time. Time, what's good?
What's up, dog? I'm just chilling, man. Yeah. Doing what I do. What's going down?
Not much, man. You know us, networking and politicking every night.
Always, always.
What's the business, man? What we got going on?
Man, I got a, I'm not understanding what's going on, man. You know, slavery ended in like 1856 or some shit like that, right?
Right.
Why do we still call ourselves niggas? Why is
what?
That? Why do we still call? Why do we still refer to each other as niggas? That bothers me.
Do it really?
It really do, dude. I saw a black kid and a white kid calling each other. They call each other niggas. He talking to the white boy, referring to the white boy as a nigga. And the white boy talking back to him, referring to him as a nigga. What the fuck is going on?
Well,
huh? What you say? Okay. All right, Cass must be having some technical difficulties. But people, let me break it down to you, people. Oh, you back?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you had some difficulties or something going on.
Mm-mm. I said, did you get mad because the white boy said nigga?
No, actually I didn't. But it's just amazing to me, man. It's a derogatory word, man. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing positive about being called a nigger. You know, just because a couple of rappers use it, it's cool all of a sudden. I'm just not understanding that, man. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day when you was called a nigger, it wasn't nothing to smile about. You know what I'm saying? It was derogatory.
Okay.
It's like, go sit your ass down, nigger. And it's like, yes, I'm master. What the hell, man? What's up with that shit? I don't understand it. And we still using the word today. You know what I'm saying? I don't use the word personally. I'm using it in context of the show for tonight. But in my personal life, I don't use the word at all. It's just not.
You ain't
I'm not. Don't call
me. You ain't
me
never
that.
Called me a nigga.
You ain't never heard me use that word, bro.
Yeah, I have.
No, you haven't. You ain't never heard me use it, ever. And I know I don't use it.
Ever?
I don't use the word. And you know I don't. So don't even go there.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. You say so.
But what's so cool about it? I mean, what's so cool about it? To be called a nigga. What's up, my nigga? Why don't we still talk like this? Prime example. Do you hear white folks going around saying, what up, my cracker? What's up, redneck? You don't hear the white folks doing that. They don't go around referring to themselves as crackers and rednecks.
Okay, I agree with your concept, man. But, I mean, us sitting there saying, well, that's wrong, ain't going to change it.
Well, it may not change it, but perhaps it'll open some people's eyes, and maybe some people wouldn't use it as much. You know what I'm saying?
You didn't start reading that Quran again, huh?
No, man. I'm just saying, dude. I mean, I go out, dude, and that's all I hear all day. Nigga this, nigga that, nigga this, nigga that. What up, my nigga? Man, that nigga did this. That nigga did that. What's so cool about the word nigga? Back in the day when you was called a nigga, you know what it meant. And it wasn't nothing positive.
Okay.
But now all of a sudden, everybody's a nigga. The white boys calling the brothers niggas. The brothers calling the white boys niggas. I'm not cool with that, man. I need somebody to explain to me
why. I mean, that word only can have that word can only have as much power as you let it have. Now, if that word just gives you make you feel like you just beneath something, a word don't define you.
That's
the problem. Is that? I mean, if you give it that power, then yeah. I mean, that word means nothing to me.
All right, well, I'm going to give you the first opportunity to tell the first lie tonight, okay? We out kicking it. We at a party somewhere, anywhere. Bunch of white boys in there. We don't know them. We ain't even seen them a day in our lives. Everybody got their drink on. And one of them bump into you and say, "Watch it, nigga." What you gonna do?
What type of person is he? I mean, is
he's just
he
a white boy that you don't know. He's just a white boy that you don't know. You bumped into him and he said, "Watch it, nigga." You ain't never seen this cat a day in your life. What you gonna
do? Me being the person I am now, I'd probably laugh.
Like I said, I'm gonna give you the first opportunity to tell the first lie. Moving on.
I mean, just because you're the only person to get that word that much power. I don't. I didn't
man,
have white
a white boy that you ain't never seen a day in your life call you a nigga. You just gonna laugh. Get the fuck out of here.
I didn't have white people come up to me and say my nigga and all that. I didn't hurt them. They didn't say it to me. I ain't hit nobody.
Fuck
now, if you caught me when I was younger, yeah, I probably would have. Dude, you giving that word that much power. I'm not giving that word no power.
All right. It's a good lie, man. I appreciate that, bro. Now, ladies, do y'all use the word?
I don't say nigger. I say negro.
So you've never used the word nigger?
I ain't gonna say I never use it. I said I don't use it. I use the word negro, but growing up as a child and getting older, you know, as I grew up, I used it. Yep.
So if a white boy calls you that, it wouldn't bother you, or a white girl, either or.
I mean. As long as you don't come in my face and spit in my face while you're saying it, that's a totally different thing. You can say whatever you want to say. I don't have to act ignorant just because you're ignorant.
Really?
You might call me a nigga, but I'm on another whole nother level than you are. So why should I get mad because you're calling me a nigga?
So it doesn't bother anybody but me, huh?
Like it looks like it.
Oh. Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I guess I do need to go back and start reading the Quran. Because y'all black folks is messed up. That word should not be acceptable in any form, shape, or matter. Should not be acceptable to any black person.
Sit down.
Sorry, it shouldn't be.
I want her to sit down.
Why, you a nigga?
I want her to stay sitting down until
I'm not no nigga.
What are you?
I'm a black man.
Okay, so whatever I say about you don't matter. If I say you a liar, a thief, a thug, little dick, gay boy, what you gonna do because I said that?
Well,
we
that part might be true, but.
Well, you should know since you used to rub it every other night.
Oh, he used to rub your dick every other night. Who cares? I did not know you was getting
that role.
I'm
going to play that role, and I'll roll right with your ass.
Wow. Right. He's putting your business out on Front Street, Cass.
You know I'm just bullshitting with you, dog. It was every three nights, so.
Well,
anyway, let me ask your girl. What you think? Does the word bother you? Do you think black folks should still be using it today, knowing what it meant in the past?
He talking to you, Candy, huh?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you know, I mean, it's people say it in different meanings. You know,
yeah,
what I'm saying? I mean, there's a way to say it to where y'all cool as fuck, and then there's a way of saying it to where you talking about somebody. But I don't use that word like that, not against anybody, because I'm prejudiced in my own race.
You
know, I don't
deal.
People? Huh?
You prejudiced against black people?
No, I'm not black, honey. I'm white.
Oh. My bad. I thought she was mixed.
Oh, did I look mixed in that titty shot?
Well, you look kind of light, but
Well, you know, I got Indian in me, so you know what I'm saying, it's I'm just, you know. But I'm not real pale white like a vampire. You know, pale
okay,
face, scary looking. But you know, I do have a little color, but not much. I mean, once you see my legs, you'll probably be like, "Damn, where's your socks?" You know.
Okay, let me ask
but
you
I don't
a question.
Use that against. I don't do. I'm not that way. That's not me. Not to
okay,
use it against anybody in a negative way.
Let me ask you a question. You
mm-hmm.
got black friends, right? Obviously, you got at least one black friend.
All my friends are black. I don't have any white friends.
You don't have any white friends at all?
No, I don't like white people.
Did you have white friends growing up?
No. Yeah, I got white friends. I'm just bullshitting. Yeah, I
okay.
do have, well, family and stuff.
Okay. Now, let's say you and a couple of your white girlfriends is hanging out. They're using the word. Do you correct them?
Depending on how they're saying it.
Doesn't matter how they're saying it. Do you correct them?
It depends on how
they're
saying
it.
Like I told you, there's a way to say it the wrong way and to get your ass whooped, and there's a way to say it to where, you know, I mean, you're not going to go up to somebody you don't know and say the word, you know what I'm saying, be like, "What's up, nigga?" You're not going to do it because you don't know. But if you know somebody that you've known forever and y'all's cool as fuck and you be like, "What's up, you know, what's up, nigga?" Be like, "What's
that
up?"
That makes it okay, though. Just because you know them, that
I mean,
makes
if,
it okay.
if you're not talking against it, you know, if I'm downing you and talking, that's unacceptable. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you can call me whatever the hell you want. I'll be whatever you want me to be.
But I'm saying,
it just don't bother me.
You
can call me cracker, redneck, holy hillbilly, because I'm a country talker anyway.
Okay, well, okay. Now, you're white, right? Now, let
of course.
Me ask you this.
Unfortunately.
When you was growing up, did you go around calling your white friends crackers, rednecks? Yes or no?
I mean, yeah, I might have said a few things like that, depending on, you
no,
know.
I'm talking about
put,
all the time. I'm talking about every time y'all talk, you refer to them as, yo, what up, cracker? Did you used
no.
to do that? You didn't
no,
do that,
not
right?
every rep, but.
You didn't do that, right? But
not
now,
all
you get
the
around,
time, no.
When you get around your black friends, how often do you hear the word?
Not that much. I mean,
you
hear
it,
but not like the way you making it seem.
Come on now. Keep it real. Keep it
real. I don't
real.
Hang out with too many people, so I'm telling you, I don't hear it like what you're thinking. You know what I'm saying?
Well, damn, if you go outside, you're going to hear it. You ain't even got to know them. Get on jump on a city bus one day.
I don't even know how to catch a city
unless
bus.
You agreeing
yeah.
to what he's saying, you ain't saying the right thing. I'll when it's all said.
No,
you,
because, it,
exactly.
I mean, it's just, I don't know.
I'm surprised. I'm the only person that has a problem with that. Wow. I need some people to get on the show that don't know what I'm talking about.
You're the only person giving that word that much power.
No, it's just like you got a lot of anger. You got a lot of anger tonight?
Oh. You got a lot of anger every night. That ain't
nothing. That's a regular situation. If you you ain't agreeing with him, and then he already mad at you because you ain't, you know what I'm saying, got his dick hard yet, so he mad at you already.
You want me to rub you down, boo? I mean, what's up with that? You need to release some stress?
Well, I'm always looking to release some stress.
Right.
He's mad now.
I ain't, but I'm not stressed out right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm just wondering, I can't be the only person that sees something wrong with this situation. I can't be.
Dude, you the only one who's giving it all that power. Nobody else is not giving it that power. That word has no power no more.
And then why we still use it?
I mean, honestly, people still
I believe that it was used for a negative situation and black people just turned it around for their benefit. And now it's a lot of people that are saying that they look ignorant for using it for their benefit. But really, in reality, that's what they're doing. Just like any other person would use something for their benefit, we're using a word for our benefit.
No way.
Yes, way.
No way. That word is not used for no. There's no benefit in using that word.
That word is
a derogatory word.
Okay, if they're using the word derogatory word, and I decide to use it, and I'm using it to somebody that I'm close to, I'm not using it as the same thing that you said they're using it for. So I'm using it to my benefit.
That's why I said it has different. The way you put it is the way it. When you put it into a bad situation, it ends up a bad situation. But if you put it into a word, you know, like when you're just kicking it with your friends and all this and that, and there ain't no meaning to it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, back then, there was a meaning. The reason they said it was because they were being ignorant. But today, you don't hear too much of that. You know what I'm saying?
Listen here, y'all. Listen here, y'all dealing with Father Time. When y'all dealing with Father Time, and it's not y'all not agreeing with him,
then he ain't gonna want to hear what you saying,
right?
What y'all doing is this.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Right.
Where's everybody at tonight?
They somewhere using the N word.
You're crazy, right?
I mean, think about it. Let's go back to the archive, and see how many times we've been used on our show.
I don't think it was used like that.
Oh, please.
And I'm going to bust you dead in your forehead if I hear you using the word. Now, put on them archives on that. Go ahead.
You can go back on that. You ain't heard me say that one time. With that exception of today.
Okay.
You ain't heard me.
Your point being, brother, what is you dragging this out to be?
I'm saying, why do black folks don't have a problem with it?
No, you got the problem with it. You the only person on this phone right now that's giving that word that much power.
Nobody saying all black folks should have a problem with it.
Why?
All of us.
Why? You,
because
minute,
we wouldn't be. You know why? Because if somebody white used it that we didn't know in our face, we would have a problem with it. But because you my boy, we grew up together, it's okay for you to call me that, but it's not okay for a white person that I don't know to call me that. That's my problem.
Look here, man. I got enough shit on my plate already to be sitting there worrying about a damn word. My thing
right here is, what's the difference between a white man pushing up against you and calling you a nigga, or a white man that don't like niggas at all, making your breakfast at Denny's and you eating it all up? What's the difference?
I didn't understand nothing you just said.
Understand what I just said?
No, can you say that one more time for me?
What's the difference of you going out to Denny's and getting a plate and the chef so happens to be a white man who don't like niggas, or walking past this man in a club or any scene and he pushes you and say, move out my way, nigga. Either way it go, he don't like white people. Either way it go, you still going to be black. And either way it go, you still going to eat that Denny's food because you done paid for it and you don't know he's spitting that shit.
Well, of course you don't know.
Okay.
But that's
so
not
if what's the difference? If you don't know what he did and you eat it,
girl,
you know what he did.
You went way off on the
deep end. Anyway.
And that's not what I'm talking
Thanksgiving
about.
Thanksgiving is coming up, y'all. Is y'all happy about Thanksgiving?
I'm talking about what you going to do if that white person you don't know call you the N-word. And they miss you.
Oh.
They look you square in your face. And you know they mean it in a derogatory way. You just going to
laugh. I'll probably grab their booty and be like, what's up? What you want my number? What? So, anyway, I'm making chitlins for Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you for cutting me off. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome, because I knew if I didn't do it, somebody else would. So, appreciate that.
But this is my show.
Okay, let it be your show. I thought
that's
it was
right.
Cash show, too.
It's my show.
I thought
until
it was
I turn it over to him, it's my show.
Wow.
You understand?
Wow.
Should I repeat it for you just in case you didn't catch it the first time?
I comprehend very well, sweetheart. So it's your decision on whether you want to hang me up or
y'all
not.
Y'all do kiss and make up. Kiss and make
why
up.
I'll hang you up. I don't know. Because
you don't like what
up?
I'm saying, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm what you call an objective host.
I see. You object to everything that's being said.
No, I don't mean it in that way.
Okay.
You gotta listen to what I'm saying to you.
Okay.
Why would I hang you up because you don't agree with what I say? I don't agree with half the shit you say, but I don't hang up, so why would I hang you up?
Nah, you just get real quiet and won't talk no more.
Right, because he mad.
Right. If I can deal with being up, getting my feelings hurt, then how come you can't? I'm a female. I'm supposed to be emotional sometimes.
Well, my feelings don't get hurt, first of all. You can't hurt my feelings.
What you call it?
You can't hurt my feelings. That's impossible.
What
if
you
do
call
hurt
it
my feelings,
then?
You would never know about it. I wouldn't give you the satisfaction.
I can tell every week when your feelings hurt. What you mean?
Especially y'all two get to fighting and shit. Y'all need to kiss and make up.
You will never, ever know what my feelings hurt. Ever.
Okay.
Unless I specifically told you. I see a lot of stuff on the show.
Okay.
But
so this
me,
the topic for tonight?
Feelings.
Okay.
What you want to talk about? The topic is whatever you want to talk about. What you trying to holler about?
I didn't even think about a topic because usually what you guys talk about is okay, but I'm just asking if this is the topic for tonight.
Okay, I have one.
You go ahead with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, I want to know what everybody having for Thanksgiving.
Or what they doing for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Maybe I can come over and get a plate.
You know? I will be up there, you know. But
I'm not lying.
You got to work too?
We'll be up there for the holiday.
Y'all be in a G for the holiday?
Huh?
I say you be in a G for the holiday?
Yes.
And I'm going to come pick her up Saturday.
Okay, well, hey.
Then I'll be in Michigan City for the weekend, you know.
Whoa.
So, what's good?
Oh, you know, ain't nothing but trying to do. We on, you know, we network the politics every holiday. We do whatever we gonna do. We gonna have a soon. We get it on the track.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. I'm ready.
What y'all cooking?
I like. What's on the menu for Thanksgiving?
What do you want?
I like greens and cornbread, a little dressing with some turkey, some sweet potatoes, some sweet potato pies, some coconut.
I like nigga food to me.
Well, I don't like turkey.
You funny, man.
You say, I don't like turkey.
You
my
dry. Last nut.
I haven't tasted a good turkey yet.
My uncle makes the best fried turkey in the world, girl. Oh, my goodness. My mama makes some juicy turkey, too. But my uncle, oh,
okay.
My goodness, can deep fry.
Okay, hold on. Okay, now, check this out, y'all. We don't get to establish what we're going to do. Butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What y'all gonna do? Y'all inbox your boy. Inbox your boy. Let me know what's going on.
Mhm.
We network in politics. Like I say, whenever y'all get to town, you getting to town Thursday?
I'll be down there.
Or you coming,
I'm coming
in Wednesday
Saturday.
Night or Thursday?
I might be down there tomorrow.
Oh well, see, I'll say inbox your boy. Let's get this on the cracking.
Okay.
We'll do it Sin City style.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm. I'll be coming in then, Saturday sometime.
Somebody
okay,
gonna have
Candy, to. When you get here, we all link up.
Come on now, stop.
That sound like a plan to y'all.
Sound like a plan.
Sound like one to me.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Mm.
There y'all go.
What?
Over.
You gotta go to work.
I gotta work on Thursday.
Oh,
really?
What about Friday and Saturday?
I work the whole weekend.
Oh.
Well, I was hoping to give you a hug because I think you need a hug.
Oh.
I could use a hug. I ain't gonna need a lot. Let me ask y'all a question
what?
Right quick, the ladies. Let me ask y'all a question. Do y'all believe a man could be over affectionate?
No, I don't.
You don't think a man can be over affectionate?
No.
What the hell? You alright?
What the hell are you doing, butter?
I'm just trying to just.
Oh,
Lord Jesus, that was one for me that blew me away right there. Okay.
I don't feel like they can be over-affectionate. I don't. Sometimes
you
it's in a man's nature for that.
So you want your man under you 24 hours a day? You wouldn't have a problem with that?
To be affectionate 24 hours a day?
I'm talking about under you. I mean, when you're at work.
Under me?
When you at work, he's sitting right there. Is he off? He's there. At your job.
Where's his job at?
Well, no, because that's some stalker shit. But, I mean, it'd be nice to have, you know,
attention.
To have a man that ain't scared to cuddle.
I'm not talking about just cousin. I'm talking about.
That's stalker.
24 hours a day.
No, you can't be with somebody 24 hours a day.
Oh, it's possible.
I'm sure it is, but I don't know if I can deal with that.
Oh, Jesus.
But that's what I'm asking you. Can you deal with something like that?
I couldn't, no.
Butter, please.
Right, say what you got to say.
What is it? What is it?
What do you want to say about your baby daddy?
Yeah, come on, butter. We want to hear it.
What it's all about.
You know, Makina, butter probably got him locked on in a bed somewhere.
Oh,
probably got him in the closet.
Oh, my God. Nothing. I have nothing to say. Oh, Lord Jesus.
You
you're not going to speak
seriously.
On.
Seriously. There's so many things that I could say, but I have nothing to say really because.
Well, please say something because I mean, you every time the conversation goes, you just keep busting out laughing. You can't get the answer out. So come on, say something.
Just
keep busting out laughing like that.
Oh my goodness. Okay, I don't know if you would believe me if I said that a man can be too over affectionate. Yeah, I believe that.
I mean, that was the question. I mean, do y'all believe that a man can be too over affectionate?
Yeah. I do believe that they can be, but, you know, nine times out of ten, a woman is going to accept that affection because that's what women like.
Well, not all women.
I mean,
you like it?
I love affection. I love affection. I love attention. What you mean?
I'm saying, dude, so you can accept the fact that he's over affectionate.
I can accept it. Yeah.
So you want a man to just be just under you the whole fucking day?
No, he can't be under me the whole fucking day because he got to go to work.
And I'm talking about he off.
If he's off, then...
He's going to work with you.
Okay. If it's possible, maybe once in a blue moon he can do something like that.
Hey, sit down.
Okay, well, then let me ask y'all something. What is over affection to y'all? If a man does this, he's being too whatever. He's being over affectionate to me. What can he do
to make you say this motherfucker just something wrong with him?
For him to be on me like a snake, like. Everywhere I go, he's just rubbing all on me, all in my face. Like, can't breathe.
When he don't want to go to work because
yeah,
want to be all up under you, wonder what you're doing.
Right.
So now, do you think that's over affection or do you think that's trust issues?
No, I think that's over-affectionate.
Well, because they want to sit with you and kick it with you and don't want to go to work. They just want to love on you all day.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe they scared to leave you alone. They don't know what you're doing when you ain't there.
Mm-hmm. Well, then that means you need to find a new person to be with because, you know, that turns into problems.
Well, I guess. I just think if somebody, if you want to be up under somebody all day, that's a problem.
I mean,
are you over affectionate?
Who, me?
Woman loves affection any way she can get it, but it's like either you're gonna deal with it and accept it and one day be, you know, completely happy with it, or you're going to lose it, and then one day you think about it, you know what I'm saying, the guy you with now is nowhere near affectionate as what you had, you know.
Mm-mm.
You just messed that up.
I'm not understanding. I mean, either you...
What was that?
I just think that's a problem.
What was that?
Huh?
Huh?
What?
Okay.
Are you talking to us, or are you talking to someone at your home?
I'm talking to Cass.
Okay.
Well,
I ain't open my mouth.
Candy, did you not hear that?
I had no say-so in this show.
Oh, that's right. My bad. All right, you can speak now. Go ahead.
Oh.
You got the next 10 minutes.
Okay, so if I got the next 10 minutes, nigga, fuck you. How about that? Nigga.
Oh, white guy.
Y'all crazy.
Come on, man. Talk to me about the over-affectionate girl. Do you think you give your woman enough affection? Honestly, as a man.
How do you know I even have a woman?
Answer the question, man. It could be a past woman. I don't care.
I give it accordingly. If I feel like she deserves that type of affection, I give it to her. If I feel like she don't deserve it or she ain't looking for that, hell, I don't do it.
Okay, now let's say I go and ask that woman you talking about. I went up to her and said, "Hey, does Cass give you enough affection?" What do you think she gonna say? Ladies, y'all want to answer that? You think she gonna say yeah?
Go ahead, buddy.
Either one of y'all. I'm just saying.
He sounds like he has a few issues, but we.
You know.
But we all have issues, so.
That didn't answer the dang old question.
Yes, it did.
You're going to have to ask me again because that was kind of loud in the background.
I'm saying, I asked him, do he give his woman or past women or whatever enough affection? He said if I asked his woman, she would say yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm asking you as a woman, would you say yeah? Would you say your man give you enough affection?
No, my man don't.
That's an honest answer. And why is that? Because women are never satisfied, right?
Some aren't. Not all women.
No matter what we do, we're never satisfied.
I can be satisfied.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, and how does a man satisfy Candy?
Well, let me tell you about it. Sexually, if he's doing the right things, giving me a little bit of time. I don't need all your time, just
a little bit. We're going to break it down one at a time. What do you mean sexually if he's doing the right thing?
Well,
what does that mean?
If he's licking it right or hitting it right or, you know.
Okay.
And then just giving me a little bit of time as far as, you know, watching a movie or just sitting around talking, you know, communication's a good thing. But giving me the eye, you know what I'm saying, every time you walk by or something. It ain't even got to be every time, just once in a while. Just knowing that, you know, acknowledge I'm here, you know what I mean?
So what you're saying is, as long as he can hit it right and rent some DVDs, you happy?
You're right?
Oh my God!
You stupid!
You taking it?
You stupid!
All right, DVDs, six pack, and hit it right. That's what I'm talking about.
You said as long as he hit it right and rent some DVDs so y'all can watch some movies, you good. You happy.
Yeah, I didn't say just that.
Oh, so you got something else to add on to it then.
It's all good. Go ahead. Turn it around.
But that's what you said. No, I'm not turning it around.
No, what I'm saying, you said, and I told you sexually and just being there. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to tell me to break it down. So I broke it down, and now you're trying to be funny. You do need a hug, I tell you that.
It's Sin City, baby.
You
we
need
just,
a hug.
We like to have fun around these parts. You know what I'm saying? You've heard it before, but I'm going to do it for you one more time.
Okay.
We like to have fun. We like to make jokes, fool around, things of that nature, and have a good time.
That's all we like to do.
Right.
Now, Butter.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Butter, yeah. Your turn. What do you got to do to satisfy you?
It's my turn.
It's
be
your
careful
turn.
What you say now.
Okay, the question is.
You know what the question is, just answer it.
No, I mean, huh? No, seriously, the question is, what?
Candy, ask your girl the question.
How come you can't ask me the question? You're the host.
You know what the question is?
No, I forgot it.
Well, man, we got somebody else on the line. Hey, Big, that's you there, baby.
What's going on? It's your boy, Big OG. How y'all doing?
Chilling. What's going on, man?
Not much, man. I just wanted to represent with your brothers, man. I was listening in on the net, checking y'all show out, man. Y'all doing y'all thing.
Okay.
Glad to hear. Well, now, hold on. Father Time's doing his thing. I'm like an intern here. I'm just an intern for the day. I'm getting his
phone
and all that shit. I have no
he working the switchboard, man. He working the switchboard.
Yeah, I'm just working the switchboard
for the night. He the producer for the night.
Okay,
so produce, man, produce.
As you can see, that topic is really going over well. But,
okay.
Now, Big, I'm gonna go back to you with my original topic, man.
Oh Lord Jesus!
Do you think black folks should still be calling each other the N word?
Wait a minute, black folks doing what?
Calling each other the N word. Does that bother you?
Well, I'm gonna tell you the truth, Father Time. I mean, it doesn't bother me with black folks saying, you know, maybe if a white person was saying, but we even grew up saying it so much. It's like almost a pet name for everybody. It's not depending on which way you saying it. I mean, because you can say my nigga, yo nigga, our nigga, or fuck them niggas. So it's a lot of ways you can say it, but, you know, in our community, it's accepted now. I mean, it's just a word now. It's like calling somebody's name to me. Only time it's different is when some other race is using it. It depends on the way you pronounce it or what you're saying. Like, I can, you know, I hear Mexicans and Puerto Ricans, and they say the word nigga, too, so it's cool with me. I don't give a fuck who say it. I mean, long as, because you know the difference. If a white person walked in and say, hey, nigga, pick that can up, then you might get upset. But I can walk up to your father, hey, nigga, man, you dropped something out of your pocket. You just been over and pick up. Thanks, my nigga. And there it is.
I totally disagree. I told you, there's got to be somebody out there in this world that agree with me. Come on, y'all. We got people listening.
The only one to
I know y'all
word,
got
that much power. Nobody else gives that word no power. You the only one giving that word that much power.
You keep saying power. What do you mean by power, man? What did you?
What
are you trying to say when I'm giving it
power? You keep. I mean, it affects you. It affects you. I mean,
you're making it a strong
it
word.
Nobody
that's what
else.
He meant.
It don't affect nobody else. So if you letting a word like nigga affect you where it just, oh, I don't believe it. This is wrong. Fuck that word. That word don't mean shit. If you going to get mad because a motherfucker say something to you, you about as asinine as crazy as he is. Because you fall
asleep. But like I say, you don't have a problem with a white boy that you never met, never seen a day in your life call you that. That's cool to you. You wouldn't have
but
a problem.
Different.
I told you.
You just laugh.
Dude, if I'm not finna sit there and go through trials and tribulations, probably get my ass locked up over a fucking word. No, I'm not.
Well,
yay!
Like I said, you had the first lie tonight, so you told your lie, you sticking with that, motherfucker.
You get the applause, Kaz. You get the applause.
Well, I ain't
my
gonna
nigga.
Sound booth, so.
What you say, Big? That's your what?
That's my nigga, there.
I swear. Y'all need to get saved, man.
Okay.
Come on, y'all. Let's get it together.
Right. You need a hug. God.
Assalamu alaikum.
No, Father
Time, that, you know what, Father Time, that word you're talking about, I mean, in the 60s, it had some kind of meaning. But now, man, I mean, 2010.
It still has meaning, brother.
2010, man, I mean, you got to get over yourself, man. I mean, if you holding a grudge with a word that everybody's programmed, I tried to go a day without saying it myself one time, and I didn't think I made an hour. But I tried to go a whole day without saying that word. It means so much. I mean, at what time you using it? I mean, it's unbelievable. Sometimes I wake up and be like, "What up, nigga?" You know, it's part of me. You know, the word "nigga" is part of me. I can't get it out of my system. I ain't even trying though. I actually love the word "nigga."
All right.
Just like I love you, niggas.
I'm gonna leave you brothers alone. All right. Now let me ask you the other question, Big. Do you think a man can be over affectionate?
Over affectionate to what?
To his woman.
To his woman. I don't know. I mean, because if you ask a lot of women, that's the number one thing they say a man don't do is give him enough attention. So I figure if she got one that's getting a extremely light, she should love it, because that's what all women always talk about, what they want. Me, myself, I'm not that very aggressive with my woman. I mean, the way I get her, you know, affection to her is just telling her about, you know, washing the dishes or something. That's the kind of affection I give my old lady. But
And vacuuming, really, man. Don't forget about vacuuming.
And the vacuum, you got to have a vacuum. That broom shit, I don't want to do it. Now, you know, that's ancient shit, so I have to give her a vacuum. I don't want to treat her that bad. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. A lot of women like affection. So I don't see why a woman would be complaining if a man gave her too much. Because if you're getting the right kind of affection, I mean, you know, he's saying you're beautiful or, you know, you look good and all that other good lie shit. And there you go. All
right.
Look, man, let me tell y'all something.
That's why I say... She's
y'all
gonna
listen
accept
to the
it.
Same brother that wouldn't let the girl out the damn room for 24 hours.
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
Dude.
What?
I could have let out the room, number one, because you had my car.
You
my
forgot
God.
About that.
Wait,
part,
man. Hold
right?
up. Hold up. I didn't steal them keys. Yeah, man. Take the car. Go on. Stay gone.
But you never came back.
Motherfucker, you told me to stay gone. Now you can run that bullshit line to her. Oh, man, this motherfucker ain't getting back with my car. Motherfucker, you the one told me to stay gone.
Wow.
Don't keep forgetting, I was there.
Memories.
With you ain't lying, man. Every week he put my shit out there on the motherfucking streets, don't he? Every week.
I don't ever put this shit
sorry.
Out there, though.
I go back to being an intern again.
Put my shit on the motherfucking street. Talk about my stripper girl. Come on, dog. You
what
ESPN
stripper girl?
Football?
Oh,
come on,
I didn't bring
man.
Up. No, I did not bring up that stripper girl. I brought up a stripper, and you thought I was talking about her. I was talking about Pebbles. I was not talking about her.
All right, man, clean it up, man. Clean it up. Goodness gracious! Now, brother, we still waiting on you. What can a man do to show you affection? That's the question.
To show me affection, a man can, you know, cook, clean.
Oh, wait! Hold up! I gotta ask a question. What are you doing while he's doing all the cooking and cleaning?
Really, though.
Watching him clean and cook.
Hold on. What are you doing while he's doing all this cooking and cleaning?
Oh, shit. I could be doing my homework. I could be sitting just relaxing, watching a movie.
You know what?
And on that note, I'ma have to tell you, while I'm sitting there cooking and cleaning and you sitting there relaxing, I'm gonna tell you to get your ass up and
now get the stepping.
I mean, for him to see me doing this every day, and he tell me to sit down and relax, and he got it, he'll take care of it. That's something, you know. That's
you won't cook. You won't cook one time for your woman.
You better take your ass to the store with that.
Wow.
Ain't that something?
You must don't know, girl. I'm young Dolomite.
Well,
I'll tell you one thing, Butter. You and Big will not make it.
Mm.
He ain't cleaning because he wants you doing all the cleaning. And you ain't cleaning, y'all crib going to be fucked up.
I'm handle mine. I just said that, you know, you said to what he can do to show me some affection. And I'm telling you to take over and just, you know what I'm saying, get the house, you know, taken care of, feed me and, you know, show me, pamper me, all of that.
Okay, all right, I got a question. I want to ask this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was listening to something today, and they said nowadays the problem with sex with couples is that now that the women are making a lot more money. So now we can't ask for a blowjob at Ben no more because y'all feel like y'all the breadwinners in the house now. I mean, is that true? I mean, do you feel like if you make more than me, I can't ask you for shit? Or I can't say, well, you need to go do this or you need to go do that?
Nope.
Nope what?
What? I mean, I'm saying no, I can't give you this because I make more money than you. That's crazy.
I mean, I've heard that they say that a lot of women feel like, okay, if I'm making more money than you, or you know what I'm saying, I'm pulling more of the weight. I'm pulling more of the weight. But now you come home, well, we get to the house, and I say, well, shit, go get me a bill out the refrigerator. You look at me like, I ain't going to get you shit.
Oh, wow. I mean, are you working too?
Yeah, we
working,
but
sitting
you
at
make
home
more than me. No, we both work. You just make more than me.
Oh, no. No.
That's too much controlling. I know you think that I'm a controlling type person, but that's just
wait a minute.
Too much.
Did
I'm
you
not
say
gonna
that's too much controlling.
Yeah, I'm not gonna disrespect you just because I make more money than you. If you're gonna come to me as a man, you're gonna be that man, and I'm not gonna disrespect you with my money, however much I make.
You're still gonna be my boo, regardless to how much is made.
Why y'all always throw it up in the face?
Not everybody.
I ain't never did that.
You know what I'm saying? I got $100, you got $200, cable bill $50, and you talking about, well, you just got paid? Pay it. You make twice as much as me. Why you can't pay it? At least give up half. What's wrong with
yeah.
that?
Well, I mean, that's not how the bills get handled.
I mean,
right.
It could be a 50-50
thing. The person that makes
thing.
The most money pay the bills? If you make the
no,
most money, you pay the bills.
No, it could be a 50-50 thing.
Shit, not for nothing for y'all.
Why you saying y'all? Some people ain't like that. Some
y'all
women are.
Y'all already spent because you're going to get your you got to get your hair done. You got to get your nails done.
Okay,
you know
and that's
saying?
The pamper
that they
give honestly, if... If she's making twice as much as you or 10 times as much as you, then she should be able to get all of that taken care of and pay her part of the in the bill. Because
she still got to look good for you.
That's why you should make her bring that money home to daddy.
I'll finally give you an applause, but on something you said.
That was what
I
said.
Oh, my goodness, what?
I agree with you finally. We finally agree. I mean, you said if she making that much, she could be able to do that and continue to pay the bill. Big, let me ask you. If your old lady was making more than you, would you have a problem with it?
No, you know why? Because I'm going to tell her to bring the money home to daddy, you know. And I then I divvy out what she could have.
Wow.
Hold on. So, Big, wait a minute. So, regardless of whoever make what, you still the overall breadwinner, right? You the one that, you controls all the money.
Right. Just bring it home. I don't give a fuck how much she needs. She could be making $40 an hour. Bring it home to daddy. I divvy it out what she needs, you know. And I, you know.
Wow.
No, that makes sense. So, you got it.
So wait a minute, hold on, Big. Wait a minute, Big. So in other words, you gave her this speech here.
I'm gonna be everything to you. I'm gonna be your father. I'm gonna be your friend. I'm gonna be your lover. You gotta believe in me. You gotta believe that everything I tell you to do is for the best, both of us.
That's exactly.
You gave her that Max speech, right?
Right. That's the one. That's the only one to know. See, a lot of guys. That's how you lose control of your woman when you let her start. Even if she makes him bring all the money home. If you let us start making a shot calling and all that, and then you thrown out of the picture. So you got to get her to bring the money home to daddy. She bring it home to daddy because she loves daddy, and she want to take care of daddy because she want daddy to look good.
Wow.
Okay, let's hold on for a second. Now, Big, I'm sorry, bro, but I got to go against you on that one. Because number one, if your woman is making more than you,
they come his old.
And you cut off. What's to stop her from saying you get the fuck out? I don't need you anyway.
Well, you know how
that's
why
he said you gotta have a head game.
Right, you gotta you
gotta have a head first. That ain't that what you're saying, Big? You gotta have a head.
Wow.
Right, you should be already in the camp. You know, you shouldn't be trying to convince her to be in the camp. She should be already on the team.
Because
if not, then you have to get you a new
fuck
chicken.
Fuck out of here.
Y'all talking about my world. Y'all living in a fucked up ass world. That shit ain't going to ride.
Where's no
way?
Father Time, I got to ask you a question. Father Time said that ain't going to ride. Father Time, that been riding for almost 100 years. This is an old game.
You know Father Time
about.
Ain't got no pimp bones in his body.
Man, I got to defend the ladies. This 2010, man. What's the first thing a woman tell you? What's the first thing? I don't need you. I got my own money.
No, that's what they tell you.
That's the first thing they say nowadays.
You done heard that a lot, huh?
So that shit y'all talking about, that shit don't ride. Not for the women. Not for the women in this generation. It don't work.
I don't know where you from, Father Time, but
no,
the girl I got, she want to see me ride. So if I ain't got no car, she gonna give me some wheels. You know what I'm saying? All right. Well, I gotta go to the club and I ain't got no shoes. She gonna make sure I got some shoes. I mean, that just old school.
Man, please, I wish my father would roll up on my mama with that bullshit. Don't shoot his ass.
That's sad.
Man, what do your mama and daddy got to do with this, bro?
Because it's all part of the game, man.
Well, your daddy
has
to have some game. You here?
Right. Well, I'm saying, yeah. What I'm saying is that same game that he pulled back then, that won't work today. That's what I'm saying. Women are they're too smart for that shit now. Women are more independent now.
Your mother wasn't smart enough back then.
Well, hey. She let him fuck three times with his kid. So
choose your words lightly now. Choose your words correct now.
She ain't on here right now. She ain't on here right now. So all I'm saying is, women are more independent nowadays, and they're quick. Women quick to tell. They'll tell her, bro, I don't need you. What can you offer me? What can you bring to the table?
I missed that one.
That's what women know nowadays, bruh.
In other words, Big, he said, what can you bring to the table? Now, I think I got your answer right here.
I'm big boned. I'm heavy structure. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.
That's all
dude,
you need.
That, That shit played out when they invented the green machine, man.
Well, maybe for you. I mean, I understand that you run into a lot
that
of...
That shit played out, dude.
Only to you, brother. You the only one to...
Come
keep...
on, man.
Come on,
you
man.
Know what,
man.
Be, I mean,
you know what?
Let's be real. Let's keep it real. Let's
tomorrow
keep it real.
We're going to change the show. Tomorrow we're going to change the show. We're going to let you lay across the couch, and we're going to let you get all your problems out, man. I mean,
I ain't got
I
no problems,
up,
man.
I guess
you
coming
you
up short in a lot of the
tell you what your problem is. You know what your problem is? You and Big, y'all got the same problem. Y'all still living in the 70s, man.
Wait,
y'all living in the 70s.
You're the only person still listening
women
to UTFO
every
day. Women
are smarter than that nowadays. Women are smarter than that, man. They could get sex anywhere.
Now, we weren't saying the women was dumb. Now I wasn't saying women were dumb.
I'm saying
your
big boner. I'm heavy sex. That's
what
don't
saying,
fly.
No. Your lady should always want you to win. But I'm saying, I don't care what woman you with. She should always want you to win. Always. Your lady should want you to be the best dressing motherfucker, the best car drive motherfucker that her money can buy.
Yeah, her money can buy, huh?
Right. Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I know. You've been. I know you've been this way. It's tax time, right? Everybody know tax time coming, right? we got a couple kids, right? But you know, I owe child support. You know how it is. I owe child support, but baby, you can get your check, right? We gonna split that out, right? You gonna give me? You gonna get what? $5,000, and I'm gonna give you what? Two and a quarter out of yours, and you give me the rest. That's all I'm talking about.
What the hell?
What?
Man, apparently you don't know my baby mama, dog. That shit don't fly.
No, no,
you ain't
no,
giving
no,
shit
no.
back.
No, see, no, I ain't say your baby mama. I'm not talking about your baby mama. This is a new mama we done chose. Not our baby mama, but a new mama. Not our baby mama, somebody else's baby mama.
Oh, okay,
we're gonna
okay.
Get this
I got
money
you
now.
I'm with you. I'm with
right.
you. I'm with you.
Stay with me in class. Now that's what we gonna do.
Wow.
Right.
I can agree with that. I can agree with
right.
that.
We gonna get out of buying new cars and TVs and flat screen. Black Friday. I'm looking for a sponsor now. This shit.
I can agree with that, but I still think y'all selling the ladies short. I mean, we got two ladies on here, and y'all ain't disagree with nothing these brothers just said. Y'all think that that's the way?
I
is that how it
with
is?
It because I mean
that was some. I mean that
was
a
bullshit.
That was just pimping 101, that's all.
I guess. If that's how they do it. I mean, if you find a woman like that, then you go be with her, but I'm not that way.
That's just pimping 101. If they can get get in a female's mind that deep.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
saying,
this,
but that's
this her business. So I'm looking for a woman around that time. This is what he's trying to find in one.
Uh-huh.
Well, tell him with two kids. Hey, Big, tell him this is how we're going to play.
I'm Rick James.
I need to find me a woman like that.
Enjoy yourself.
It's deep. It's deep in a pimp game.
But I understand you ladies on the phone, you can't admit to it because, you know, we on the air.
Ain't
know,
no way in hell. Y'all already know my motto.
Ain't nobody you talk to about me going to tell you I fork up anything.
That's
like
not,
that.
That's not what it do.
Well, now, you're telling me you ain't never bought a man a car or something.
Right, I'm saying. I know
hell
y'all
no.
spent some money on a brother before. Now, come
hell
on now.
No.
Let's keep it real. Let's keep it
not
real.
Not like you that. Hell no. Not cars and all that other shit.
Mm-mm.
Well, you wouldn't
like that.
Wait.
If I'm giving something, if I'm giving, I'm getting.
Okay,
if I'm giving $5,000, I'm getting it.
Listen, he's trying to go buy a car. He got $1,000. Car costs $1,500. You just got a $5,000 tax return. You ain't going to kick him down to $5,000 so he can get that car.
Yeah, but that dude was talking about giving me
game.
2 1/4 and he keep the rest. That ain't 50-50.
He ain't even getting that much.
You know,
that's y'all talking.
I mean, I'll help him out with $500, but I ain't gonna do. It depends on how the man treats me too.
Oh, I'm gonna treat you.
If you only in my pockets at tax time, you only want to treat me right at tax time. then don't expect nothing in return.
No, I'm going to start Christmas.
Even Christmas. Uh-huh. You ain't going to get nothing. You'll wake up empty with no stocking but a bag of coal.
Well, you know, I've been around quite a while, you know, 37 years. And I noticed in my 37 years, a lot of women talk exactly like you said. But when a woman loves a man, I don't care. And I'm talking about when you love a man. I ain't talking about some guy you met at the club last week, but some guy that you love. You'll do whatever he wants you to do. And you'll say what you just said, and you'll be like, oh, he ain't gonna be making a fool out of me. Here, get $1,000, baby. Go get the car. Go get the car, and he's gonna put another broad in it.
I mean, you know, like I said,
no,
I mean,
I'll
give them the 500, if they need the 500, I'll give them the 5, but I'm not giving that motherfucker all my shit, but a little bit, that's not going to work.
Now, baby,
okay,
you know
I'm cashing it.
I said, if I give you a 5,000, you're going to give me 5,000 plus interest.
Right, baby, they don't make deals
interest.
Like that.
Well, I make interest. And I'll be that one to be on the calculator, calculating the shit up for you.
Well, I've never been in
a
relationship where somebody pull out a calculator.
I will pull out a calculator.
For what? Right.
For interest.
Interest.
Yeah.
You really think you're going to get interest?
I know I'll get interest.
Oh, well, yeah, you probably get fucked that much harder, yeah. That nigga, your interest.
Y'all get a
Sunshine, what's up, baby?
Sunshine got something to say to Big. Big, are you listening?
I'm listening.
Sunshine got something to say to you, bro.
Funny as hell tonight. No, I just said there's some females that do that, but there's some niggas that do that too.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's some men out there that drop them dollars for cars, furs, anything a female wants. That don't mean he's faithful, but, hey, that's
don't
why it's always best to have two.
That's true, Sunshine. The only thing I believe in, women will go much farther than the guy because guys are cheap. I don't give a fuck with nobody. Even when cats trick, they cheap. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling women, if you love someone, I noticed that with females in my own family. If they love, you can tell, hey, baby, that guy ain't worth a fuck. That's all right. That's my baby dad. I'm going to give him for one. I trust him. He said he's going to double that up. Hey, shit. So, hey, I mean, I'm telling the truth. We know that's the real hood, y'all.
Yeah, and they say that. Then, girl, the police get after me. I had to talk shit.
Right.
Whatever. Whatever.
Because I know everybody done heard a scam about when you're in love with somebody. And they come to you with the money scam, the bullshit. Hey, baby, we're going to write bad checks. It's going to be some bullshit. And you're going to have to do it.
Not the bad checks.
Yeah, we done it all, you know, from back in the day.
That goes both ways, though, man.
Don't do no bad check writing. That's
men
terrible.
Done some stupid-ass stuff for women. I mean,
right,
look at all the brothers they got locked up. It's a whole bunch of brothers locked up because of a woman. Because of love.
You're talking about asinine shit. I mean, I ain't talking about where you go out, you know, you're a jealous motherfucker and you shoot a motherfucker because somebody say hi to your lady. That's retarded. That is just stupid. I'm talking about on the business assets part of it. You know, I ain't talking about dumb shit.
You know what? I feel you on that business tip because I done had a few business partners. So, you know, I kind of feel you on that end.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like I said, it's men out there to do it. I mean, I have one. He was paying my rent, my car note, my insurance. I mean, shit.
Every month?
Every month.
He paying all those bills every month?
Every month.
What was you doing?
You go, girl.
You got it like that.
No.
What was you doing?
What I do. He knew I had a man. I was doing what I do. Doing me. Whatever I felt like doing, I did it.
Right.
I mean,
girl,
every
got
time
it
go, every
yeah, you
time
let her go.
Phase in her life,
are you still with this man?
Selfish. Hell
are
nah.
you still with this? He paying
nah.
all your bills and you let him go.
Yeah.
And why would
the
you do that?
Thing, what? He was married. He was married. And then he called me a gold digger on top of that. And the whole thing was I never asked him to pay shit. That's the whole big ass thing about it.
Yeah, that's how they crazy. I don't understand.
Right.
You coming out your pocket? I didn't ask you to come out your pocket.
Female gonna turn down. Come on now. If a female offers to pay all your goddamn bills, even if you don't want to be with her, you gonna tell her no?
They ain't gonna turn it down.
Hell no.
Well, of course
you
not.
Gotta be crazy. Exactly. So you thought I was gonna turn it down? I didn't ask for it.
Right.
But shit, I ain't finna turn away no free money.
Right.
Now look here, I'm gonna tell you right now.
Package,
I'm gonna tell you right now. If you talking about you finna pay every last one of my bills, I got one thing to ask you.
What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
I owe you that much. I owe you that much. But y'all know Father Time don't believe that none of this stuff really happens.
It don't happen to me. I'm not paying all the bills. I will pay some bills. I'm not paying all of them.
I know you will.
Every man gonna pay some bills. I don't care who you is. Or have
I said I know you will, brother.
You gonna pay some motherfucking bills.
Exactly.
Whenever you finish.
I know.
Everybody
I know, brother.
Is.
I know.
So I will pay a couple of bills, but I'm not paying all of them. Like Sunshine had dude paying everything. I'm not paying everything.
I didn't have
him
paying everything.
He did that in his own free will.
Right. He was doing
you
that on his own.
You ain't never went to that man and said, hey, I'm 100 short on my rent. Can you help me?
Never.
You ain't never done that.
Never. The only thing I asked him to do was help when I moved. I asked him to help me move. That was it. I didn't ask him to pay for no U-Haul. I didn't ask him to pay my deposit. I didn't ask him to pay my rent. I didn't ask him to pay for shit. He did it on his own.
He just volunteered all these hundreds of dollars a month out of the goodness of his heart. You ain't never asked that man for nothing.
No.
That's hard to believe. I'm sorry.
Who I ever asked him for nothing. I never asked
it's men out there
shit.
Like that. Please believe it. It's men
Thank
out there
you.
Like that.
Thank you. Especially when they get it like that and they want to feel like they boss balling. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
I ain't got it like that. And I ain't the boss of no
he
damn body.
And he still do. But we don't get down like that. We just cool. I check on them every now and again, see how his kids doing. But
she said check
that,
on. You go, girl. Oh.
No, it ain't.
I feel you 100%.
Uh-huh.
Big, you paying all the bills, brother? Big?
Let me tell you
girl,
something.
Yeah.
I feel like this. I done been through a situation where I was a female, like, okay, baby, yeah, I get it, uh-huh.
That's right.
And when I saw I was getting you and knew the power that I had, oh, it was a done deal. It was
right.
Big pimping all over because I was getting mine. I was
so
getting
you
mine.
Was pimping him?
Basically. I mean, when it all came down to it.
Hey, dog, you paying all the bills in the house, man?
Who, me?
Who that? Either one of y'all.
You said what, bro?
Are you paying all the bills in the house?
You said, am I paying all the bills in my house?
Yeah. Just answer the question.
That ain't none
that's
of your
look.
Motherfucking business, motherfucker.
Man, answer the goddamn
about what
question.
What I'm doing
man.
In my house.
Answer the goddamn question, man. This is part two.
You say what?
I say it's a part two. Are you paying all the bills in your house?
Maybe, maybe not.
Oh, who's to say?
It's got to be difficult tonight, man. What the hell is wrong with you, man? Is it that time of the month or what?
No, I'm just an intern. I don't know no better, so.
Big, you paying all the bills in your house, brother?
No, and unfortunately, I'm in a good spot. I don't have to pay all the bills. My old lady makes more money than me. You know that saying.
Okay, but now are you paying any of the bills in that stash house?
Yeah, I'm paying some bills. You know, I ain't ashamed to say I'm paying a couple. You know, I'm doing my part.
So your woman paying the bills at your house, and
right,
you paying the bills at the stash house.
Right, that give me extra change to fuck off. You know how that is. You get a fuck off change. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got a head doctor I got to pay. You know, shit like that.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, hey, truth is the truth, you know.
Awesome. I'm going to have to go back and archive and take notes of this show, man.
Right.
Because y'all tripalicious tonight.
I mean, for real. I mean, what? I want to see your brain for real. Daddy, woo woo.
I got the dog barking, baby.
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't understand. But I can't see how the things that come out your mouth as far as what you getting and how you doing it. I mean, it's nice to be able to spit that game, but is it real?
I mean, game is always real because, like I said, I'm not talking about running over somebody. You got me mistaken. But I'm not talking about running, because these people we talk about, we love one another. This is a love thing. When somebody loves you, they do special things for you. You know what I'm saying? Like buy you cars and give you money and stuff. That's love. That's no game. That's real.
Oh, so why don't you love her that much that you doing it for her? Why she got to be the one that has to love
her? No, I did love her. I took her money from her. What are you talking about? That's love. Right, I mean, if I didn't take the money, then I wouldn't love her then. I'd be wrong.
Wow. Wow, man. This is amazing.
And what's shameful that you ladies won't admit that you either doing it or done it. I know you done done it because everybody's been in love with somebody, and it wasn't equal. You thought you was equal with it.
Sweetheart, never in my life. If I ain't spending it on me or my kids, I ain't spending it.
No, baby, you got a lot of starter. You probably bought a starter.
No, baby.
Look, you probably bought a starter, a battery for a car.
Hell to the no.
Bought a nigga a pair of Jordans.
Hell to the no.
It happens to the best of it. You saying that now because
I'm telling you.
But I know Mr. I'm going to call him Mr. Wright. When Mr. Wright was getting your money, you thought he was the man. And I understand you don't like talking about it because it hurts. Hey,
honey,
I ain't going to lie to you. I know. And I feel sorry for you ladies that y'all ain't got it now, you know. You don't take no shit no more and woo-woo. But if the right Mr. Wright come around, you'll still buy a carburetor. You'll still buy a car with your tax money.
Hell.
Yeah, love makes you
baby.
Do this shit. It happens all the time.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
I said I did it before, but I was younger, too.
I mean,
I
wasn't in that type of situation when I was younger where I wasn't ever in that situation. But even to this day, it won't happen. It ain't happened. It just don't make sense.
I've been working
me.
Since I was 12 years old. So.
Oh, I love you.
And
I
was 14.
You.
I was 14. So.
Oh, I love it. I love to hear a woman say she's been working since she was 12.
It wasn't the thing
that
for
you
me.
You a good money go getter.
I did it with. I was with him for 9.5 years, so.
Oh, he got all kinds.
Whatever
of stuff.
I wanted, no, it went both ways. But it was mostly my way.
Well,
whatever
retired,
I got, I wanted.
He said, "Oh, he got all kinds of stuff."
I just, I can't see it. I can't see it happening because I have children.
Right, ain't nobody knows. Now, hey, now I'm with you with the children stuff. But hey, you get the baby's age stuff and just blame me my stuff. I ain't mad at you.
I can't do it. I can't do it, baby. I wouldn't be able to.
That all you gotta do is buy two Xboxes and we good. One for the kids, one for
I ain't
me,
gonna be
great.
Able to do it.
But see, the man I was doing it for, that's my kid's daddy. So
I'm
gonna need more than I was doing for him. So the little shit I was doing for him didn't compare to what he was doing for me.
Well, when you come home, I'm going to do everything I'm supposed to do.
Look, I know I'm old school. I know I'm old school, but whatever happened to the 50-50?
Right.
Whoa. Now, hold up. I've just been kicking back listening to this. And you talking about whatever happened to 50-50. When the fuck has it ever been 50-50?
I mean, really.
When have you ever known a woman to actually come in a relationship and say, baby, we finna go 50-50? Come on, man.
Hold up, I'm doing that now. Are you serious?
Hold on, sunshine. Hold on now. He said he from the old school. Back in the old school days, there wasn't no 50-50. That man was sitting there. Don't be a baller, because the baller, he did everything. And then once his ass got locked up, what did she do? Go to another baller. Come on, man. There ain't never been no 50-50.
No, I ain't do that.
Man, some relationships are 50-50, man.
You ain't never been in a 50-50 relationship. Now, hold on, man. I've been knowing you for over 30 years. You tell me a relationship, because I pretty much know everybody you know. So you tell me what relationship that we done seen that's just been 50-50.
Man.
Hers.
Nah. Come on. Give me another one.
50-50, huh?
Give me one.
I'm trying to think, man. Give me a second.
Damn.
I can't think of nobody right now, man. We only got a few minutes.
I didn't think so.
But if I had enough time, I'm pretty sure it's somebody out there that was in a 50-50 relationship.
No, nobody in a 50-50 relationship. Nobody. The whole time we grew up, no disrespect to the ladies, but, I mean, in our teenage years, let's face it, wasn't too many women working. So
right.
either you had that guy that was going off to school, or you had that guy who did have a little piece of job, or you had that baller cat. Whichever the case, you weren't paying for a damn thing. Now, we all know that throughout the 80s and 90s, the power of the pussy was a motherfucker.
Mm.
That's right.
You know, everybody felt like all they had to do was fuck you right, and they can get what they want.
Mm-mm.
Now, come on, ladies. Huh?
It still works that way.
In some cases it do, but a lot of us then got old. Well, let's just say us older cats, we know what to expect now. But now,
right.
let's be, and then y'all got some of y'all women out there that's, what, that's 37, 38, you know what I'm saying, talking about, well, you know, I can still drop it like it's hot. No, you can't. You don't look like you did when you was 21. That shit don't work no more.
Wow.
I'm just saying, you got a lot of women out there who you got a lot of women out there who went their whole life using they looks. But now, once they done got that baby and that baby done stretched their ass out and they ain't looking like shit no more, they still thinking that they can run with them little young girls. Now, why should I pay you all this money when I can go get this girl and get her a pair of Jordans? Shit, she finna do everything you gonna do and then some. And probably bring her girl into the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And you telling me I gotta do this and that. No, that's not gonna work.
Sunshine.
That's why I do it all for myself.
Sunshine, you on my side. Tell this man about that 50-50 thing. You say you in one right now, right?
Yeah.
Explain to him what
okay, now. She said now. That she also said when her baby daddy was out, shit, he did a way hell of a lot more than what she did for him. Right?
Is this what it is?
That's true. He did do a lot more for me than I did.
You know what, Sunshine?
I mean, every time I turned around, it was jewelry, it was Jordan. I mean, I didn't have to ask for shit. Whatever he thought that I thought I wanted, I got it.
So now how is that 50-50?
With the 50-50 thing.
Well, I mean, it's 50-50 now. I'm not with him. I'm married. My husband is 50-50.
But now you done got older. But in your younger days, hey, it wasn't no 50-50. It was 80-20. Come on.
More like 15, 85, 95, 5,
okay, we'll,
like that.
Okay, we'll give you that extra 5 on that.
I mean,
get somebody
to touch.
Wait a minute, hold up. We got somebody before we get off. We got somebody calling in. Hello, caller.
What's up with you?
What's going on?
I just had something to say. If my nigga needed something and I had some money, I don't give a fuck what it was. Oh, yes, he's getting it because 9 times out of 10, that's my nigga. If I needed something, then he had it. I'm going to get it, so I don't understand why these women go here like, I ain't doing that. He going to have to pay me back interest on what, boo?
Right.
To each their own. Some of us won't do that.
I ain't coming off nothing, like I said before. I ain't coming off no money like that. I have kids to take care of.
Wait a minute. Well, now, buddy, you did say you single now, right?
I am.
Well, that's why you're single. That's why you're single.
I'll be single and taking care of my kids.
Okay,
well,
that works.
I don't come off shit, and I ain't single.
Stop lying. We can hear it in your voice. You done broke bread today. He done broke your wallet about 15 minutes ago.
Whatever.
You talking on the phone, just gave up the wallet. Here you go, boo.
Whatever.
Just don't say nothing, y'all.
That ain't never been me. That ain't it.
Hold on, dog. Hold on. Your brother ain't here. Who was the last caller? What's your name, sweetheart?
Keisha,
how you doing, Keisha? I got to agree with you, Keisha. Butter and Candy, y'all can stick to y'all little story, but y'all didn't bought a brother something.
I'm telling you.
Like I've told you before, if I'm giving, I'm getting with interest.
If I have ever paid off any money.
I'm fuck you that much harder. Yeah, okay.
Talk about what you getting back. Either you is or you ain't. If you helping them,
I'm giving.
Them.
If I'm giving, I'm getting. That's all that it is.
I'm not giving.
So if he was hurting and needed something, you ain't going to help him out, but y'all in a relationship. That's just like if that nigga goes to kick, you ain't going to burn that nigga out.
Because
I'm going to get
mad.
No.
Well, goddamn,
nope.
Keisha, you single?
Hell no.
Because I'm looking for somebody to share some shit with.
I know that's right. We can share. You get
to each they own. To each they own.
I ain't mad at you.
You
want to
do for a man,
is.
You
See,
go for it.
That's what it is. I mean,
go for it.
I was put on this earth.
You.
I know that God put me on this earth to
be
a helpmate. I know that God put me on this earth for me to be a helpmate to a man. But I am not coming out of my pocket to take care of no man's wants.
You ain't going to never find that man if you ain't willing to give nothing up.
I'm not coming out of my pocket to give up pay for no man's wants. Now, if this is a necessity and this is something that if it's a necessity and this is something that has to be done, that's a different situation. But no wants, or oh, he wants this,
secret,
he wants that.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret.
And get it.
If
a
man
don't work, he don't eat.
Well, that he didn't work. She is mentally messed up, huh? Did he just hang up on me?
Are you still here?
Oh. I'm trying to understand.
I'm mentally messed up, seriously.
Well, I mean, but I thought when you
stay on.
Hold on for a second, y'all. Hold on for everybody. Calm down for a second. Brother, this is for you.
If you were the man, if you were the guy, and he take care of you and your kids, not his kids, but somebody, you and your kids. These are not his kids. You think he gonna stick around and you ain't doing nothing for him?
I mean, I'm doing my part.
Well, I'm saying he might be short. He's short on something. You just got paid. You ain't going to kick him down? And he take care of you and yours?
That's a different scenario, though.
That's a whole other scenario.
No, it's not a whole different scenario.
I had no problem.
He's taking care of everything, and then he comes off short. Yeah, you're going to help out.
That's just how it is.
That's the whole scenario.
That's right. I'm short every week. I mean, I need some money.
We're going to pray back crazy as hell.
I guess.
I want to give a shout out before I go, man. I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I hope everybody have a great Thanksgiving. You know, in case I don't talk to y'all again too after Thanksgiving, I just want to make sure I said it. So, y'all have a great night. It's been fun. Kaz, Father Time, I love you guys, man. Keep it up, man. We run this blog talk shit, nigga. That's how we do it. We
family. Hey, are y'all alone for Thanksgiving? Or y'all taking the night off?
No, we Thanksgiving and doing. We having a show, you know, we giving thanks. We want everybody to call in. You got something to give thanks about, call in. Holler at your boy Big and Dre. We stupid. We doing it. And we love Cass and Father Time. They wilding. They got sexual shit. I'm with it all, nigga. Let's do it. We run this blog talk shit.
That's what it do, my nigga.
I'm out, nigga.
You so lame.
All right, y'all. We way past over, man. We way past over. Buddy, you got any last words?
Y'all work with him.
I enjoy tonight. I'm gonna try to get on the website.
Oh, he ain't mention that. I mean, you know, we don't talk about you, but
hello.
Well, damn.
I got some last words. My nigga locked up, and I'm about to go put some money on his books right now. Cause I give mad. Y'all have a good night.
Good night, baby.
Okay. All righty, then.
Ken, you got your last words?
Yeah, to each their own. And I had a good time.
All righty. Sunshine, you got any last words?
No, I would like everybody have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
That's about it.
You got any last words, dog?
Hey man, we doing this same thing tomorrow. Wednesday night, intermittent counters, sincity.spruce.com. Let's get it in.
All right, y'all. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to us on the internet. Y'all check us out tomorrow night. We're doing the same thing. And everybody happy Thanksgiving. If we don't talk to you tomorrow, be thankful for something. We out.
Woo! Ladies and gentlemen,
best rapper alive.
You're now about to witness the power.
H to the Izzo.
Best rapper alive.
Shady.
Woo! It's showtime. Best rapper alive.
Yo, gather round, hustle up, that's if you're still living. Get on down to that old jig river. Here's a couple of tools to help you get through your bit in prison. A ribbon in the sky, keep your head high. I, Young Vito, voice of the young people. My beats for hustlers, I'm back, motherfucker. The rain on the top was shorter than leprechauns. You can't fuck with hoes with extra extra arms. Got great lawyers for cops, so dress warm. Charges don't stick to duty, Teflon. I'm too sexy for jail like I'm right, said Fred. I'm not tripping, I'm kicking back my bed. This is attorney, I'm not sure if they told you. I'm on TV every day. Where the fuck could it go to? Hoes don't run, hoes stand and fight. Hoes soldier, hoes are fighting all the black souls. Cause you're new to me, she's not new to me. Sue me, fuck you, what's a couple dollars to me?
go. Let the trumpets blow and hold on because it's